10, Falcon 10.
Houston 15.
Roger, go ahead. We've had a sight handover. It's complete now.
Okay, we heard that. Gee, I'm just looking down. Right by the limb here to try and get your relative abundance, and I was about ready to say that maybe there'll be an inch frag, there might be 5 or 6 in a square meter. And I see what appears to be a round, glassy ball. It's shiny, it cast a rounded shadow, and it looks about the size, maybe an inch or so.
Roger.
I can see some lineaments on the surface, which appear to be from the descent engine. They radiate away from our position here. We'll take a closer look at those later.
Roger, Dave, and for the benefit of our prime flight director, maybe the name of that should be called an Aggie.
Okay, so we'll call that one our first Aggie.
And Dave, the question on the bright crater, you described it as the one near the limb with lighter gray debris in it. And I'm sitting here wondering if maybe that was November crater itself.
Okay, there was one that had fresh debris, light colored around the rim. Although it was, did not have a particularly raised rim. It was a level rim, but there was a fair amount of debris around the rim. And that was out about 2 o'clock, I guess. Maybe you'd call that November. I guess what I was looking for relative to November was a bright ejector blanket, which I don't really see.
Roger, we agree. It does look bright on our map here. Stand by for a call from Al, if you could, guys.
Roger.
Falcon, would you give Endeavor a call? He's been calling you. Evidently, you don't read. Try it in the reverse.
Hello, Endeavor. This is the Falcon. How do you read?
Falcon and Endeavor, this is Houston. Evidently, neither of you are reading each other. We'll stand by till we get overhead and give it another try. I'll give you a cue. Over.
Falcon, Rod.
And Falcon, this is Houston. We're suggesting that you proceed on with the FLIS charge, and we'll be saying goodnight to you shortly. You're coming up on your sleep period shortly.
Okay, and did that sun compass do you any good, Joe?
Dave, those readings converge pretty well. They just don't decide between the about 100 meter error we think we have in the two possible landing sites. But you're very close to being exactly right on.
Okay, fine. Hello, Endeavor. This is Falcon. You're loud and clear. How is? Hey, it was super. Just super, and we got the greatest place in the moon down here. That's what they tell me. Say, can you see index very well up there?
Falcon, this is Houston. In a few minutes, while you're stowing the ETB, we'd like for you to pick up the magazine and frame counts on the magazine from your two cameras, please.
do the little things, and you do the big things.
Yes, sirree. Then we can get together and compare notes.
Okay, we're about ready to power down for the night, and everything's in good shape down here. Everything's running well. All we got to do is get a little sleep and get out after it.
Okay, David. See you in the morning.
Okay. Have a nice night.
Good night, Al.
Good night, James. I'm keeping your sleeping bag warm for you, Jim.
Take care of everything up there.
Certainly. Houston and Denver. Hello, Houston and Denver.
Hey, Houston Falcon and Denver's calling you.
Thank you, Dave. We're hearing him.
What is it? Ship change, Joe?
Al, no, it's not. I think maybe we may be on split S-band, and you're transmitting to me instead of Gordo. What can I do for you?
Well, I didn't change my frequency, Joe. Say, listen, I had a photo pass.
Alfredo, are you still reading me?
Say, Houston Falcon, by the way, the VHF is crystal clear up here. Our comms is working great. As soon as you guys get a square way or ground, I guess we'll all be tied together.
Roger, Dave. We read the conversation. We'll be standing by for a report of a successful PLIS charge and interested in getting you guys in the sack as quickly as possible. Also, when you load up the ETB, we'll be standing by for frame counts from your cameras.
Roll call.
This is Apollo Control at 108 hours, 44 minutes. We did monitor the conversation between Endeavour and Falcon on VHF. Communications check. Al Worden reported he could see the landing site very well. They exchanged some pleasantries. Each guy reported he was in good shape, and they said goodnight to each other.
6-6. Mag Metro is reading 2-0.
Roger, Jim. Thank you. Sounds like we got some beautiful shots already.
Beautiful scenery.
It sounds it. Hello, Hadley Base. This is Houston. Regarding the water separator number one, just to give you a warm feeling, it is working perfectly now. It looks as though we just had a temporarily there, some water run down from the hoses and waterlogged it, but it's working perfectly now. Over.
Okay, thank you.